Paulie, how are you?
Gregor, great like usual, bud.
Today I want to talk about some, and this might sound strange for our listeners, but to avoid injuries, just the proper postural checks when it comes to lifting weights. And, you know, I know we always worry about our back, and obviously that's extremely important, but I guess let's start at the base and about our ankle. Is there a certain way, like, should we be concerned about our ankle placement rather than just our foot placement?
Yeah, depending on the exercises that you do, some joints are more important to keep in, like you said, a good postural check than others. But if you keep them all in check at all times, then you become used to it and you just develop good habit over time so that you don't have to worry about something going wrong. So, yeah, you kind of want to start from the ground up. And then generally for any kind of exercise you do where you're on your feet, you're trying to maintain an arch in your foot where there's a little bit of a gap between your forefoot and your heel to the floor. So over time, you know, muscles in the lower part of your foot can become weak and then they can collapse, sort of flattening out your foot. So that's called like basically over pronating at the ankle joint. The same thing, some people have excessive arches and they kind of go outwards excessively. So having a good cushion can help you transmit the force from the ground up through the rest of your body more evenly. And if the arch is collapsed excessively, you're getting a little bit more stress to the inside or medial part of the body. So that's something you kind of want to look at.
Okay. Now, interesting on the ankle, when we do one-legged exercises.
Yeah, that's when it's more pronounced for
okay.
sure.
Yeah, because I would think that's probably when it's maybe going to roll in or out.
Yeah, you may have one or more, one doing it more than the other, and it could be for a variety of reasons. You could just have more flat feet just genetically. The muscles could be weak. There could be other problems from other parts of your body creating that. But if you can consciously be aware of trying to use maybe your big toe and we're kind of grabbing onto the ground. So if you're doing exercises like squats and one leg type balancing movements on your bare feet, you can kind of work those arches of your foot by doing them in your bare feet and getting kind of rid of the shoes for a while and then try to strengthen the arch and get into a habit of trying to maintain that good arch support.
What about our knees?
Yeah, so kind of the next thing you kind of want to look up is at the knee joint. And it's kind of an interesting joint. It's kind of in between the ankles and the hips. So if you've got problems at the ankle or problems at the hip, your knee takes a lot of the stress. So what you kind of want to watch out there for mostly is trying to keep your knee tracking over the second toe. So you want the kneecap not going excessively in from the second toe or excessively out from the second toe. It can go over the second toe as far as you want, no problem. Because it's a hinge joint, but it's just the torquing of the in or out. And most people have them collapsing inwards. So when you're doing like a deadlift or a squat, if you do something like a knock knee kind of a thing, you're going to put a lot of stress on the medial part of your knee. And over time, it's going to get worn down. You're going to get some sort of chondromalacia. So that's like a wearing down of your cartilage. You can get tendonitis in the area. So you want to have that force being transmitted evenly from the ankle up through the knee, through the hip, and the rest of your body. So watch for knock knee position. Line up over the second toe.
Plakas joins us from Custom Fit. Now, the lower back, obviously it's very important, but what's the one common mistake most of us are making now when it comes to our lower back in weightlifting?
Yeah, depending on the movement there, like if you got excessive arching of your lower back, that's not great either because then you're putting a lot of stress on the discs and the ligaments in through your spine, especially in the lower lumbar area. So some of the cues for that could be like trying to brace your abdominal. So that's like, you know, trying to keep your deep abdominal muscle fibers, brace like somebody's about to punch in the stomach. So that'll give your spine a little bit of stability. And also, when you do movements like pressing overhead, so for example, if you're pressing a weight over top of your head, if you have bad mobility in your shoulders, it can cause your lower back to arch because you're trying to get leverage to push the weight up. So you might want to focus on mobility with lighter loads if your back is excessively arching. You want to keep a natural curve, but not too much. So if you feel pain in your lower back from pressing overhead, that might be because you're arching too much.
Now, neck and head, and an interesting one. Do a lot of us make mistakes when we're doing push-ups with our head and neck placement?
Yeah, quite a bit. So a lot of the people, they're focused on trying to as they get fatigued, especially, instead of moving through the shoulder joint to lower their chest towards the floor, what they do is they start sticking their head forward and their chin forward, trying to get closer to the ground using their neck, because they're getting either tired at the shoulder joint, so they're trying to find ways to cheat themselves. So even when they're doing rowing movements, they're trying to protrude their upper neck or upper head forward to allow the weight to be pulled backwards. So what you want to do is just you want to keep good neutral cervical spine position with your head. So you want sort of your ears in line with the bony part of your shoulders. You don't want them sticking in front too much. And what happens there is that your neck muscles become excessively tight and the upper back muscles become excessively weak from that lengthening effect. So part of the head protruding forward, usually that sign indicates that your upper back is kind of rounded. So if you have a job where you're sitting at a desk too much and you're always rounded or you drive too much, that upper back weakness could be a result of just, you know, excessively poor posture from your head muscles.
And when you're doing push-ups, you should have your core engaged in your lats before you start, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You want to keep a good bracing effect to your spine. So, yeah, you want, especially in that exercise, you want the neutral spine, so you don't want your back arching, because a lot of times people, instead of bringing their chest towards the floor, they're bringing their stomach to the floor. And that's, again, trying to find leverage from another part of the body to get closer and not move at the shoulder joint. So you're going to get tired in through your pecs, triceps, and shoulders. And sometimes when you're somebody's forcing you to do more reps than you should because your posture, your performance and posture is no good anymore, your body will cheat by either arching the lower back or protruding the head forward.
When you're doing a push-up, should you be looking down at the ground or ahead?
I would just say just a neutral head position. Yeah, so I that's what I look for, is I just want to have the ears lined up with the shoulders, the bony protrusion of your shoulders, and then keep it like that the whole time. I don't want it arcing up or sticking forward either, just neutral.
Plackett, great stuff, man. I appreciate it, as always.
Thanks, buddy. Have a great day.